Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Reese Witherspoon and Sofia Vergara are much too good to be trapped in the lame-brained chase comedy Hot Pursuit, but trapped they are. Witherspoon plays a by-the-book Texas policewoman who tries to protect Vergara, the wife of a Colombian drug informant, from hitmen and corrupt cops. The plot's contrived mechanics are all too obvious, thwarting any goodwill generated by the likable stars. There isn't anything in this obvious farce that we haven't seen before and done better. Although the Oscar-winning Witherspoon is obviously slumming here, she has no one to blame but herself. She's also the film's executive producer. Hot Pursuit? Well, I'd suggest you pursue your entertainment elsewhere. When the characters are as annoying as the ones in the new comedy The D-Train, even talented actors like Jack Black and James Marsden can't save it. Black plays the irritating chairman of his small town's 20th high school reunion committee. He thinks he can score by getting the most popular guy from his class, now an insufferable TV commercial actor, to attend. Black spins a web of deceit to achieve his goal, and it comes back to haunt him. Black and Marsden are terrific, but you won't want to spend any time with either of them. Plus, the plotting is obvious and the movie is spotted with events and dialogue that just don't ring true. The D-Train is one ride you'll definitely want to miss. Also opening this week, Dior and I is a documentary about the fashion house's new director and his latest collection. White God is a Hungarian drama about a girl who tries to save dogs deemed unfit by the state. Lambert and Stamp is a documentary about the young filmmakers who wound up managing a certain rock band in the 1960s by the name of The Who. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze!